B-Pod Studios.
Now, more Toucher and Rich. And whatever this is.
This son of Dan and Rick Flair, that was nepotism.
Toucher and Rich, 98.5, The Sports Hub.
This what y'all wanted for 98 miles? All right, man, you got it. Hey, well, listen, man, I'm only giving y'all a little bit, you know what I mean? Check me out. Let me give off the 98.5. You could have done better behind the wise guy. Touch and Rich will give you good sports, but your hip game suck and you ugly as f***. Touch a look like Al Bundy on crap, while Rich look like you been banged from the back. I got a new name for you. I bet you like that. It's the Lil Sloan Pack. Can you imitate that? Ha ha. I bet you like that. Strip club on the way. Wall dick, where you at? 898 miles, man. Y'all sure y'all want me to do this, man?
What about Tony Max?
Let me get something straight. Tony, I heard you was gay.
Bertrand's next.
That can't be so. Mark Debuchin is the one that told me so. Ha ha.
Mike Felger.
On the pretty ass Scott. I heard you was Tom Dick. Jackie, tell me now. Tell me now. Ha ha. I got a couple more people I could get, man. But you know what? I'm going to leave it at this. I did this for y'all. All right? Wall Dick, where you at? Check me out.
All right, we are Toucher and Rich, and we've had a friend of the show who I am the only one who embraced. You should have all embraced him.
I did it first. Fred,
oh, you did embrace
hallway.
Him. All right, good. I embraced him as well because he has been so great for our show, and he was in town this weekend. He said, "What's going on?" Strangely enough, I was not on Twitter this weekend. I was on Instagram for a minute.
I felt awful that I saw it like hours after it happened. And sure enough, the great Brandon Merriweather here in town. We had no clue.
And he goes, "You're all in Dorchester. You're in the hood." Yes. Yes, Brandon.
Wallach fits right in.
Wallach makes half his pay when he walks out of here. He sells his body.
That's it.
What's up, man? How you been?
I'm surprised Wallach Dick ain't got robbed yet, man. Coming here like that.
Well, it's strictly into this building now. I spent any time outside, I become a target.
Yes, so. I've had people wildly throw their bodies against my car and everything else. But
stop playing.
Oh, come on, Brandon. I've at red lights. I've had this. There's a woman who sticks her hands in her shirt and goes, "Ah!"
Oh, no.
No. Yes.
No. I'm happy I'm driving an Uber then.
Yes, you know? Exactly. We will get you.
No parts of that.
We will get you your Uber out of here. Yes, you're taking your life into your own hands. But nonetheless, so it's great to see you. Now, you were in town. You were at a card signing.
Yeah. I went to an autograph signing where I met the, you know, young John Wallach at, you know what I mean?
All right. So you thought someone was John.
I absolutely did. And he came up to me and he was like, "Yo, you know, can you sign this?" I was like, yeah. He was like, "You coming on the shoulder?" I was like, "Man, you look just like..." "Nah, can't be." And he was like, Who do I look like? He was like, "Can you put Wall Dick where you at on here?" I was like, "That's exactly who you look like, Wall Dick."
And then he immediately blew his brains out.
But he did. I can't lie. He did say, he said, "That's not a compliment, Brandon. I'm just letting you know that's not a compliment."
He did say that.
I'm sorry, Wall Dick.
No, you're not.
You know, my guy.
Dan, search the internet for suicides and deaths.
Already, I'm going to get robbed and beaten when I leave kid's going to blow his brains out for looking like me.
I told you when I come in town, we're going to go pick up some chicks together. I already told you that. You know what I mean? When I leave, I'm going to Seaport. You know what I mean? You know what I'm saying? Casino? You know what I mean?
That's right.
You might be able to buy some at the casino, though. You might be able to buy some at the casino.
Well, if it's anything like Vegas or Atlantic City, we know that...
it's Everett's finest.
too much time.
Do you like the area around the casino, how the casino just kind of rises from the worst place on the planet? That's what you've been doing? Last night, you went up to the Seaport and the casino?
I just went up to Seaport just to check it out. I didn't really do anything. I went to Cigar Lounge and laid down. I wasn't trying to do too much. You know, I'm trying to stay low-key now. I ain't out in these streets like I used to be.
All right.
Any of your old friends still live around here?
I got Dev still playing. Patrick here in Miami right now. you know, Mayo coaching. So, yeah, I still got something around here. I just don't let nobody know when I'm in town. I come in, do what I'm doing, and get up out.
Yeah. I mean, no kidding. We had no idea you were going to be up here.
Yeah, until I got on Twitter and decided I wanted to come see you guys. You know, I wanted to say, hey, y'all can't ship me off and I in person. Now, how y'all going to cut the phone call now? You know? And don't try to cut my mic off like I do people, you know?
You know all the tricks, Brandon. So how long are you in town for?
I'm leaving a day. Okay. I got here Thursday. I'm leaving today.
Okay.
Right. Now, what time is the flight?
Oh, it's tonight. It's 7:30 tonight.
Well, there's a lot of trouble that one can get into between 10 and 7 o'clock.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. Now, John, I mean, Brandon's here. He's he said, you know, let's go out.
Casino, we can pick up women. Is that the plan?
I just told you, you could buy something there, man. You ain't got to pick up there. Yeah. You know, how much money you got?
I don't know.
I'm sure a couple dollars, you know, $50 to get you something at a casino, man. You ain't much, man.
That's true. It is true. $50 at the casino.
Sure, you know.
Just waving as I walk through.
All you got to do is ask Rich, man. I'm sure he done been there already.
You can get a discount if you go across the street to the ones that are hanging out at Mike's Roast Beef.
You think you're at Mike's Roast Beef when you're with him.
Y'all playing that lady who put her chest on your window wall. Dick already had her. You playing that?
Wait, what?
Yes, the lady who threw herself in your car. So the Wallach is hooked up with her.
Oh, my God. No. No, that would be impossible. That would be literally impossible.
Because I work the streets from 2 to 4 in the morning before I come in here.
I believe you. I believe you.
Right. All hours.
I've asked that woman, like, how do you want me to give you money? like, there's nowhere to put it.
You found somewhere, though, did you?
What?
Yeah, you did. Go and tell the truth.
Did I what?
You found somewhere to put the money.
No, I won't give her money. No, I will not. I will not give her money. No, it's no. You don't get money for vandalizing. You don't get money for vandalizing my car. So here you are. You're seeing John for the first time. Is this? Does he meet your expert?
Absolutely. Yeah. He's y'all described him perfectly.
Okay,
yes, you did.
So
y'all did.
You see him, and what are your thoughts on him?
No, he ain't as bad as y'all try to make him out to be, though. But you know. I could see why, you know, he stay in the house. I could see that.
the best thing Brandon ever said to me, he said, no, you're all right, Waldick. I got plenty of guys like you who work for me.
I do.
You do?
Yeah, yeah. My financial advisor, all of them, yeah.
But well, that would require him having intelligence. You're adding a lot of stuff onto that.
The advanced degree. I just got the basic one.
Yeah. Well, he's had a rough one. Wallach's had a rough week. He has. He's been a little down because was told, or maybe he wasn't told, maybe he just assumed in his brain, that he was going to get a Celtics championship ring if they won because he does fill in on the broadcast. My man is very, very,
very
upset.
Sad.
Very upset he's not going to be getting a ring. Because he wanted to go into like bars and like tap it and all of a sudden get instant respect.
Have you done that? Have you gone into bars with the championship ring? And
I ain't got now. Thank you, Walt. You hurt too.
That was an a-hole move, Walt.
Yeah, he was an amateur.
Do not know. He was in that window right there.
Golly. Oh, my God.
But, I missed by 1 year. But
seriously, though, even if I did, I'd never wear it. Like, I would never wear a ring. I don't wear them. I wouldn't wear them anyway.
So. Brandon, let me get your opinion. Okay, so if John was to get a ring as a fill-in broadcaster, it's not the ring that the players get. It's obviously. It's
right. It'd be the women's ring, you know, the ones the wives get.
Yeah, thank you.
Now, it's the truth. Like,
thank you. All of that. This I've been getting killed for saying that. It's like what the secretaries get.
Right. It's what the wives get. That's what you know.
Yeah, all right. So... Would you care about that ring if you were John?
Not
the real one, the one they give everyone else.
You know, he played his part, so you know, I would to a certain extent, you know, but if I didn't get it, I wouldn't be, you know, like, oh my God, I didn't get it. But now, I would a little bit, you know what I mean? Just because, you know, I feel like everybody plays a part, you know, so if he helps a little bit, then he deserves it.
You think by broadcasting 10 games on the radio, he helped?
Oh, that was all?
Yeah.
I'm surprised they would go even give him one.
Yeah, that's the thing. Like, did he deserve it?
That's a good question, man. What's going on?
10 Celtics games. What's wrong with that? All right. Played a small role.
Listen, they played many more than that. Kelvin, go ahead.
Hey, how you doing, B?
What's up, man?
You know who this is?
No, I don't.
Yeah, I sold you your first car when you came up here to Massachusetts when you got drafted.
Man, I ain't never bought a car in Massachusetts.
Chrysler 300, Brandon? From Randolph Chrysler?
No, bro, you talking about Williams. Sorry, guy. No, I'm just playing, man. I'm just playing. What's up, man? How you doing?
How you doing, man?
I'm good.
Hey, that little girl you signed that football for, she's 14 years old now and it's still on her shelf.
Well, I'm sure he remembers that very well. 14 years ago, he signed a football for someone. Oh, yeah, that time. I signed the football. It's very interesting.
Our listeners want to know if they can call in and ask you advice on life.
Sure, why not?
Sure.
Listen, this up to y'all, man. This y'all's show. This ain't mine.
It is. It is our show, and we do have a responsibility. My children are here today. Look at my son Milo, engrossed in our conversation. And we will line up the phone, 617-779-0985. We have one of the great minds of the 20th century, whatever the hell century we are in, 21st century.
I mean, life, relationships, whatever you
just
got.
Say women, very important.
He is a man who has never struggled. For women, he's a man who never even resorts to touching himself. He's always close enough to a woman.
All right, so 617-779-0985 if you have any questions about life, relationships,
if you want to ask him about when he signed that football for you 14 years ago. All those things are available. 617-779-0985. The great Brandon Merriweather, kind enough to join us in studio. We'll be right back.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Now,
that's hard on the ears.
More Tetra and Rich.
Ooh, that gets your back hair going.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Oof, I don't care for that at all.
All right, we're Tetra and Rich. Brandon Merriweather, who we've had on for at least a decade.
Has it been that long?
No.
It's been close to that.
When did you start playing for the Patriots?
07.
All right, so then we probably started having you on.
Maybe around, what was your last year with the Patriots, 12?
Yeah, 11.
11, okay, because I remember there were people signing Big Bang Clock stuff down there. Remember the guy had the jersey of yours?
Y'all started this whole petition of Big Bang Clock. Good job.
That's right. There was that. Oh, and you came on a couple years after that. That's right. Yeah, it wasn't.
I came on like 15.
That's right. All right. Yeah.
All right. But we say we never, ever, ever get phone calls on this show. But when I say that we have full phone lines, I'm not exaggerating.
Everyone can't wait to talk to Brandon.
All right. Let's go to first Chase. You're on with the great Brandon Merriweather.
Hey, what's up? Brandon, I just got engaged about a month ago. I'm going to be getting married in 2023, you should make a trip up, come to the wedding. This is a formal invite. You're the first invitee to the wedding.
Is that of any interest to you, Brand? Going to a wedding where will there be bridesmaids that are not with anyone? Will Brandon be in the wedding, or will he just be invited?
You know, it's crazy though with my questions too. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So he would be in the wedding, like he would be a groomsman.
If he wants to be in the wedding, I'll make that happen.
All right. Now, are there women that are going to be single and that will be bridesmaids that maybe you could hook Brandon up with?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right. So you're comfortable. And you're comfortable having your fiance around Brandon because you know his success rate with ladies.
I might have to wash her that night. But.
Yeah, you'll have to have her sign a waiver.
You sound like a nervous laugh to me.
Yeah. Brandon does not fail often. When he turns his eyes to someone.
What am I going to do?
Yeah, I
got to
keep an eye out.
All right, Chase. All right, Chase, well, thank you. I mean, that is...
What is your batting average at weddings, Brandon? There you go.
You know, it's crazy. I really don't go to weddings.
At all?
No. No, I've been to two in my life, and that's only because one, you know, I kind of had to go, and the other one, it was one of my homeboys, and he kind of made me go, so I don't go to weddings.
You find them sad?
Yeah, actually, you know.
Yeah.
You know, the voice rate is so high, like, I go to weddings, and I see, oh, this the beginning of the end, you know? So what am I going for?
Well, I mean, but the one thing it does do is the women who are still single, they get all hot and bothered at a wedding. Like, right. They're amped up.
I get it. I go to the after party, you know. I go to the reception. You know?
I like how the reception's the after party.
You know, I go there, but I like, the wedding itself, I'm finna sit there and watch you say, you know, you finna get her half of your money for the rest of your life. Like, do you really want to go there? Like, I don't.
No. No one really does.
Brandon makes it sound so romantic.
I'm being serious, though. Think about it.
I mean, yes. Yeah. The divorce rate is very high. When you get divorced, you have to give half your money away.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it has its downsides. Jack, go ahead. You're on with Brandon Merriweather.
All right. Thanks for putting me on here. I want you to tell the people out there what makes a player.
Excuse you?
He wants you to tell people what makes a player. What makes someone a player?
What kind of player? A football player? A life player? Player?
Player. You know what I'm talking about. What kind of player?
I think that depends on the person. You know, like, I don't think anything could make you a player. Like, I could think something that can make you a pimp. You know what I mean? But as being a player, I think that depends on the person. Like, Wall Dick is a player in my eyes, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Really?
Well put. He's not a pimp, he's a player?
Yeah, he's a player. You know?
Okay, now what makes a pimp? What's the opposite of being a pimp and a player? You said you can
I can't say that. pimp got, you know, ladies that they could call whenever.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Like, you call, hey, I need you to do this for him, you know, this for him, and, you know, you reap benefits from it.
Okay.
You know, a player... You know, you could be, you know, you could just be a fly guy, you know, and be a player. Like, you really ain't got to have women to be a player. You could just be, you know, super fly and, you know, just carry yourself a certain way to be a player.
Okay.
I see the difference. I'm definitely a player.
Okay.
Well, the idea of it being a pimp is that nothing's free. Is
right.
That,
sure.
Yeah, like, correct. Even if I have sex with you, I'm getting something in return for that.
# Waldick is a player is already trending.
Oh, good.
He is.
P-L-A-Y-A.
That's trending already.
P-L-A-Y-A.
Somebody just player.
John is a player. He's a statistics
He's
player.
A Dungeons & Dragons player.
Got a 20-sided die you can take home with you.
Brandon, did you play Dungeons & Dragons growing up?
To be honest, I have never even heard of that game.
No.
Well, you got to learn a little something.
I seen it on TV a couple of times, but I actually thought it was something that was made up just for TV.
Right,
I never actually seen anybody play it. I heard of anybody playing it.
It's like, it's like you sit in a basement, make up stories, and roll dice.
Basically.
You do that for real?
And Beatles play in the background, you know.
No, y'all were playing.
Well,
no,
you did it with Cheese Whiz in high school. No, middle school. Sorry, middle school I did.
All right, Brandon. Okay, I'm gonna give you multiple choice. Was John in high school? Because you said he's a player. Was John in high school A, on the baseball team, B, a cheerleader, or C, first chair woodwind in the orchestra?
Like, you know, I'm gonna go with first chair.
Ding, 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 ding.
He's in the orchestra.
Well done.
Because you don't look like a cheerleader, bruh.
No.
Cheerleaders are jacked.
Yeah, I was just going to say, it got to be a little bigger to do that. No.
Unless you're the one doing the splits, you know, then you...
he's the one getting thrown. Yeah. I see.
I'm not at the top of the pyramid.
John's at the
top. I'm usually near the bottom.
All right, so this is what it's all about. Bob, you're on with the great Brandon Merriweather.
Hey, guys. Hey.
Hey.
Brandon, good morning. Quick context here. I've been going to a gym for a while, and I got friendly with one of the personal trainers there. We ended up hooking up. Now she's my personal trainer. At the same time, I had been talking to a girl who's my now girlfriend. Do I tell her that I've slept with my personal trainer, or would you let bygones be bygones?
You let bygones be bygones. Why would you tell her? You know, if she asks, then tell her the truth. But if she don't ask, then why tell her? You know what I mean?
You don't think there's anything wrong with that?
No. Like, everybody got a pass. Like, why you need to, you know, tell everybody yours?
And you have no desire to have sex with this personal trainer anymore?
I mean, I didn't say that, but...
I mean, because it would seem that, you know, you're... How long is a session? 45 minutes, an hour?
Yeah, half hour, 45 minutes.
All right, does she stretch you out and stuff afterwards?
No.
Oh, she doesn't?
Just in front of me.
Okay, because... But she touches you during it, right?
No, nothing, that's not that, like, close. Like, she corrects my form, but it's not like she's holding on to me.
Yeah, dude, but there's... But do you get aroused during the sessions?
Sometimes I feel like I have to look away, but, you know, I'm being instructed on what to do, so how can you not look at what she's doing?
Because I've had female trainers before, and they do, and they have all stretched me out afterwards. Now, I've
my
not
guy.
Been attracted
That's
to
my
it.
Guy. That's right.
I had one in Atlanta that had been in Playboy, and it was like a real old one, and like Crash and I just traded the magazine back and forth because we both had her as a personal trainer, and it was just like it was like being in like middle school again. Like we just traded this one because she was naked in it, but I never hooked up with her. I needed a Crash.
You sure?
I never. As much as I would have liked to, it never happened. All right, let's go to Nick. Nick, go ahead.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Hey, what's up, Nick?
I have a problem with finding the genitalia.
What? What?
So, like, I look at my love life as like a batting average. Like, I'm going up to the plate, and I'm only getting on base probably. One out of every four times I'm going out, like I'm going out swinging every time. Like I don't like what? How can I fix my swing to?
Wait a second. Are you? Is this impotence or are you not getting laid? Three out of four times you go out, you're being so vague.
I'm not getting anything. I'm not even like fouling the ball off. Maybe if I do get something,
these are so that you are so in tune with this baseball. Are you impotent?
I get hit by a pit sometimes.
All right, you're if you're describing impotence, you're really beating around the bush.
And Wallach's not
John, what was he talking about?
Yeah, I know exactly what he's saying.
John, what was he talking about?
I think he was clearly talking about his inability to get a date, Fred. I think that's all that was.
Oh, well, that's why he just ain't said it.
I have no
so
idea.
So one out of four times he pulls a girl?
That sounds amazing. That's a very high batting. I mean, unless you're married.
Unless you're Brandon, with, you know, you're four for four. But that's, you know.
No,
us normal people.
But one for four? I mean, that's unbelievable.
All right. So, Brandon, what are you up to nowadays? Are you still in the Orlando area?
Yeah, I'm still in the Orlando area. Honestly, I'm retired, raising my son. Mm-hmm. My daughter, you know, and not doing anything, honestly. I got a couple restaurants. I got a real estate business that kind of runs itself, and one of my restaurants, my cousin run. So other than that, nothing.
Your kids get into sports like you?
No. My daughter, one of my kids is, she's actually super athletic, but she don't want to run track or anything.
Mm-hmm.
The other one is she thinks she's too pretty to do anything. And my son is too young right now to know, you know, anything. He'll walk around and hit, you know, baseball all day, but, you know, that's about it.
Are you going to be one of those dads who is like, you know, like really into the kid to the point where you're getting in fights with like umpires and things like that?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I can't wait to cuss coaches out. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, hey, I played the game.
Yeah, you treat my son wrong. Like, that's terrible coaching. Like, get right. Yeah. You know what I mean? I can't wait to cuss a referee out. Like, hey, that was a terrible call, you son of a...
That's right.
I can't wait to do that.
These are dreams that we all had.
Because I got to think that if you're someone who's played the game before and you see a coach out there doing it completely wrong, the restraint you must have to not go out there and just say, get out of the damn way and let me take care of this.
So my thing is, for one, I don't want to coach at all. Like, not kids.
Yeah.
Now, when my son get a little older, then I'll be more like hands-on and I'll be teaching. But when he's young, I'm going to put him with like Devin Hester. You know, he coaches little kids. So yeah. I put him with somebody like him or Ike Taylor. You know what I mean? One of them people who I know coaches little kids that I know what they're doing.
Yeah.
So I let him train with him, go play with them. And then, you know, when he get older, a little older, then I put my hands on
What age do you feel comfortable teaching the kids?
About... Honestly, I don't even really like coaching high school, to be honest. I'm like a college guy. But I would feel comfortable coaching my own kid about 12.
Okay. That's when it could really start hitting.
Yeah, like because I'm going to be a little more direct than somebody else. You know what I mean? Like, I might slap five of them. Like, come on, man. You just stop playing. Like, y'all get serious. And, you know, when they're young, I don't want to, you know, take the fight out of him early. So
yeah,
I just wait till you get a little older.
You also don't want the parents bitching. Like,
oh, you don't care about that.
I know, don't care about that at all. I don't care about that at all.
No, you played like, the game.
You know, I could fight, so I ain't worried about it.
I just like that's the first solution to your problem, parents. Yeah, I'll fight him.
Have you seen
punch him in the face?
Have you seen
good
Florida youth sports? There's Brandon's not wrong. If you're a coach, you best be able to fight because someone's coming after you. All right. Well, Brandon, thank you so much for coming on the air with us today. It was truly a joy. Any plans on coming back? Do you have any relationship with the Patriots anymore?
No. But I'm planning on coming back up here to watch a game or two. So I'll be back. I'll be back sooner than later.
During the Patriots season?
Yeah, I actually like it up here, actually, man. Besides this weekend, I came up here and it's been cold the whole time. You know, I'm thinking I'm coming up here, it's going to be 80 degrees, 90 degrees.
It's supposed to be.
No, it's hell.
Yeah. That's usually what it's like.
Yeah.
But it is New England. So.
You know, and the next time you're here, you can stay right here in Dorchester.
No, I'm all right. You know, I like the Encore. You know, it's nice.
You can stay right there in the beautiful. Which one do you want me?
Three. Someone wants the. All right.
All right. I don't know what this is.
Yeah, I know what it is.
Riz, go ahead.
Hey, what up? What up? Shout out to the Twitch fam first and foremost. You look good, Brandon. Definitely good to see some color in that studio on Juneteenth. You know what I mean?
But
the question is, since you in studio, you gotta ask my boy Rich how he's only had one piece of that sweet potato pie.
Oh, okay. So
I've been with one woman. That's what he's trying to say.
Rich has only slept with one woman.
We had this conversation before.
Did. Yes. Yeah.
You know, and I'm proud of you, man.
You
know?
You say that like a, you know, like a disappointed father.
I'm serious.
It's like that arm around the shoulder, pat on the back. Good
it's like
you.
It's like all the girls Brandon's bang.
I know.
Listen,
they're not busy banging you.
It's such separate worlds.
No, listen. I'm serious. I'm proud of you. Mm-hmm. I couldn't do it, but I'm proud of you.
Mm, yeah.
Like, you know, you don't know if that car drive good or bad. Like, you don't know nothing. It's just good for you. Like, you have no idea.
He's a Subaru station wagon for that.
Yeah, like, you know, like, you think it's a Mercedes, but you could be driving a Prius. Like, you just know.
Which he does drive.
I'm not saying your wife is a Prius. I promise you I'm not. But I'm just saying you don't know.
It's true.
You know, like, what did you do on your, like, you ain't do nothing on, like, bachelor party? Like, you ain't do nothing?
I watched everyone at a bachelor party. Like, I just kind of stood back and, like, you know, you guys have your fun and I'm going to sit here and drink a soda.
Stop playing.
No, that was my bachelor party.
You know what I did? I'm not joking. I started a hardcore metal band because I think it's that that tension that builds up from all of that. You take it out on stage and jump around and scream and, you know, that brings down the aggression a little bit.
Yeah, you could have been my friend.
No. Brandon, did anyone proposition you at the signing?
About
hey, here's my hotel, or hey, here's
no. It was actually I seen maybe one female.
Yeah, I was going to say there's sure, probably not that
Swordfest,
many.
Yeah,
yeah, sure. It was a bunch of, you know. You know what's crazy, though? When I got in there, I seen a Matt Jones rookie card for $20,000.
Oh, really?
Really?
I'm confused. Like, Matt Jones rookie card costs $20,000.
Dude, those things are weird now because they got like parts of jerseys in them that are signed. Well, Fred knows about this crap.
I do know. It's speculative. It's like if he becomes something, I have a card that's like this is probably the best card of his. And if he becomes like the next Brady, this will be worth millions of dollars. Mm-hmm. It's like anything else,
right? So
it's gambling.
I can understand 500. You know what I mean? Okay. You know, it's a chance that he might be the next Brady. So let me give you 500. But you're talking about 20,000?
Yeah, that's
insane. It's crazy.
But is that real life money? Like, is anyone really spending that on Mac Jones' card?
Yes.
Well, I mean,
I can show you eBay.
Yes, I met a dude yesterday who was with me when I seen it. Some dude I met at the thing. He was selling jerseys. Like, mm-hmm. He literally had every jersey I ever had. You know what I mean? Like, every team. And he was there, and we went in. He called one of his friends and was like, yo, I see a Matt Jones card for $20,000. He was like, oh, yeah, that's about right. So I just sold one for $70,000. What?
What?
Yes.
You playing?
Yes. People are speculating that he's going to be good. Did you play under Patricia?
Yes.
What do you think of him?
I think he's a great coach.
Okay.
A really, really good
coach. Will he be a good offensive coach?
I don't know. I honestly don't know. I think, but Matt is a rocket science, so I'm sure if he put his mind to it, like, he would figure out a game plan to put together that, you know. But it's hard to say.
He screwed up so bad in Detroit, though. So bad.
I think he didn't screw up with, he screwed up with the players, not necessarily the game plan and the coaching.
Right. But isn't that the number one thing you don't want to screw up? Because there is no game plan if the players don't buy in.
He can't screw up with the players in New England because Bill, you know what I mean? Bill has to, you know, say so in the will. Like, the only person who can mess that up is Bill.
Yeah. Will Bill, is there going to be a point where there's going to be enough people who aren't on this team anymore that Bill maybe loses that aura? You know, once the,
no.
You don't think so?
No, Bill will always have the respect of everybody because his name alone comes with the Patriots. Like, you say, when you say the Patriots, you say Bill Belichick, like, instantly.
Yeah.
Like, just like when Tom was there, it was like Tom and the Patriots and Tom and Bill. You never really said the Patriots. Like, it's not... The Patriots is not the Patriots without Bill.
Mm-hmm.
Like, even when Bill done coaching, he'll go into the front office. Like, it won't, like, Bill would never be done with the Patriots.
Yeah. I just, it's a whole weird thing down there with who's coaching what. And now it sounds like Matt Patricia might be calling the plays, which seems odd.
Like, if I had to pick out of the coaches, I would pick Matt. Like, just in all reality, I would pick Matt. I have no idea if Gerard Mayo could do it. You know, he could. He might be able to, but I have no idea. All these guys are defensive guys to me, so I have no idea.
Well, Mayo seems awesome. I mean, obviously, he's a friend of yours, right?
Yeah. Mayo, good people.
Yeah, he sounds like that's a guy that's going to be a head coach someday, it seems.
Very smart.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. All right. Well, Brandon, thank you so much for coming in today. We greatly appreciate it. The audience absolutely loves you.
Can't wait to hear about your adventures this afternoon with John over there. So,
John, what time you get off, dog?
10 a.m. He's off.
That's right.
Just tell him where to take an Uber. And he'll be there. All right, Brandon, thank you so much, man, for coming
great
in.
See you, man.
See you, awesome. Brandon.
All right, here are the headlines.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
It's TMR.
It really is just a reality check of just how no one cares.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Dutcher and Rich. And I'm wondering if Juneteenth, if people are working.
So, I mean, obviously, if you're anything federal, you're off today.
Market's closed.
Market's closed. The post office is closed. I know a lot of businesses are shut down. Ours gave us a floating holiday that we could use for whenever we wanted. I think that was their concession to Juneteenth.
Yes.
But I don't think it was added. I think they just kind of took away Good Friday.
They
took away Good Friday and said, here's a floating holiday. And so you can just now choose when you want to take it.
Right. So I have two of these. And what I need to do is, because apparently, according to Dennis, our engineer, I just had this conversation. Life for the engineering department is 1,000 times easier. His words, if we broadcast from our respected homes, so we're moving to Waltham. It can't happen soon enough. When Brandon Merriweather, who's from Apopka, Florida, comes in and says, why are you here? Why are you in this section of town?
Yeah.
It's time to move. And we're moving to Waltham, which who would ever thought you would say, like, Waltham is this bastion of heaven, but it will be. right across from a Chipotle, but right by, mind you, literally across the street.
That's all I need, man. Just give me a Chipotle where I could be eating a burrito within 5 minutes of getting off work.
As soon as you get out of work, you can walk right over there. There are places to dine.
Mm-hmm.
The word is that people don't throw themselves on your car while you're going in.
That's true.
So, but this is a big move. And in order to move this studio, they're going to have to, obviously, before, you know, the show has to still be a show. So they're going to have to take this equipment and move it to Waltham. Now, while that happens, they're making a makeshift studio down the hall. Now, Dennis said if we all broadcast from home, he doesn't have to make that studio, and it makes his life 1,000 times easier. And also, you have the ability, Rich, to do everything you need to do at home.
Sure.
And all we'll be missing is a Vox Pro.
Mm-hmm.
It's the summer. It will be on vacation for some of it, but it's 3 weeks of broadcasting from home. Unfortunately, Dan would still have to come in. But he will be left alone, and he won't have to deal with me.
I was just going to say, that might be good for Dan.
Yeah, Dan will be perfectly happy alone. He will be
very happy.
Yes, he doesn't have to deal with us and us being annoying and all that stuff.
I just found out that I do have to one more time go down to help my mother out with her knee surgery, because she got the first part when I went and I helped her out, where they basically took out her knee.
Oh, it's your turn? It's your turn
she's,
in the
she's
wheel?
She's basically just had a jelly ball in there for the last couple months. And now they're actually putting a knee in there. And this will finally be the time that I replace some of her Jesus photos with that of Ewan McGregor as Obi-Wan Kenobi see if she even notices.
Oh, so now you moved on from Jared Leto.
I found one that's even better than the Jared Leto one. If you've seen it, there's one of Ewan McGregor as Obi-Wan Kenobi, and he's wearing like what looks like a Jesus robe. Obi-Wan Kenobi's robe and Jesus' robe look almost exactly the same.
Yeah, I think that's not without... I think they're kind of on purpose.
I'm sure. And this is one that...
You don't know that he's taking from the Bible? Empire Strikes Back was just ripped right from Leviticus.
I will show you the... Okay. Tell me that if I put that in my mom's house, it would take her a year before she realized that wasn't a photo of Jesus.
What would be funny is if she... Does she pray to a photo of Jesus?
Oh, my God.
Well, I mean, she's got all over her house. She has, like, you know, religious photos. So if I just went to, like, one of the ones in her bedroom... And replaced it with this Ewan McGregor Jesus photo.
She'd never notice.
She would never notice.
Not a chance.
She'd never
notice.
Not once.
What would be even funnier is if she had some kind of shrine to Jesus that she prayed to.
Did I just get an action figure?
And you put Ewan you put Ewan McGregor in there, and she's actually praying to Ewan McGregor. And then, like, one day Ewan McGregor comes to her place. It's like, I don't know why I was compelled to come here, but something told me that I needed to come to South Carolina.
Very good.
Yes, you can do that. So anyway, so we have these two holidays, because I'm taking one this week. I got to jam these bastards in before we come. I'm not taking days off when we're broadcasting from home.
These are not the Catholics you are looking for.
So she just has knickknacks everywhere.
Yeah,
huh?
Yeah. I mean, listen, if you've ever been to like an older Catholic woman's house, especially one that lives by herself, that's all it is. I mean, it's basically porcelain Jesus. It's it's, you know, framed Jesus.
Yeah.
It's upside down pineapple Jesus.
Yes, you know. Indeed. Upside down pineapple.
There's a lot of those.
Yeah, we learned about the swinger signs.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then you put it, what, a squeegee on top of your car?
A loofah. There's different codes for the color of loofah. Like, white means it's your first time. I think, like, blue means...
And these are on top of your golf cart.
Yeah. It's on top of your golf cart. Okay. So when you pull up and everyone kind of knows what's doing. Because the golf carts is where you basically do the switcheroo. Everyone kind of puts their... I think they put their keys in, like, a punch bowl. But it's true. It's like you put them, like, in a hat. And then everyone grabs a key out, and then you go to the golf cart that it starts. And
what like in your 70s, like who wants that? Because that means you're just having sex with another 70-year-old. Who cares? I'd rather just not have sex.
I guess anything to, you know, keep yourself going.
Seven different loofah colors.
There's plenty of things I can do once my whole sexual desire goes away. I don't need to be like out there like having to deal with banging 8 70-year-olds and hearing them squawking away, like not remembering things.
So that was the time. Like when I went last time, it was a little too rough. I mean, it was surgery was really rough, so I wasn't able to put the pictures out there. I'm going to do it this time. There's no question.
It won't seem as cruel.
Yeah. Well, the first time it was like
if you're a swinger and you walk into your mom's place, you're like, ah. How fast can I get out of here? Because you know she's not swinging.
I don't know. She's single. But the thing is, it wouldn't even be swinging.
What if
she's
you put an
single.
Upside down cross? Does that mean you're down to swing with the devil?
Evil. Someone's saying Ewan McGregor actually did play Jesus in a movie. Yes, but this is just a picture of him as Obi-Wan Kenobi, which makes it 10 times funnier. Like he's not Jesus in this picture. He's Obi-Wan Kenobi.
Oh, yeah. It's not funny if it's him as Jesus.
Right.
It's only because then it's...
Because then the drawing is the same thing.
Right, yeah. Then what's the difference? Nobody knows. It's not like there's a photo of Jesus.
Put it this way. It was like Mary's father went on a road trip in his RV recently, and they stopped at this place in somewhere, I think it was like Montana, that had a full-scale replica of Noah's Ark. And I'm like, how do you know?
Well, because it fit every two of every animal.
That's a good point.
But how do you know that it's an actual replica?
There was two kangaroos on it and two rhinoceroses.
Then I could take all of the animals and I could just add up their volume. And I'm sure I could easily prove that whatever they built couldn't fit two of every animal.
Now you're poking holes in something that seems pretty legitimate.
It was like, hey, a real replica. How, really?
Yeah, they found the design and they did it. I mean, Rich, people for years have tried to poke holes in the story of Noah's Ark with no success. I mean, it's pretty much, you got to believe it's true.
I was like, did you see the Flanders family there?
Yeah. You know what would be funny is if you found a picture of black Jesus. Like a black Jesus and put it up. I bet your mom would notice it.
Or just a Middle Eastern Jesus as he looked.
Yeah, right. Like is like a guy from Israel, right?
It looked like somebody from the Middle East.
Right.
Except instead you've got, you know, the dude who played Superman Jesus all over the house.
So you should, that would be funny if you put Ewan McGregor.
Henry Cavill.
It's like Henry Cavill Jesus is like everywhere. Like, I don't mean to break it to you. A lot of people don't look like Henry Cavill in the Middle East.
Yeah. No, and they, you know, he was ripped, though. You could see he had those, like, side abs.
So you got a new Sarge as the Pope? I'm not a fan of the current Pope. No.
Oh,
not
really?
He's far too liberal.
Not a fan of the current
Pope. Far too liberal.
No.
All right, well, Bill Burr has to sell out this Fenway show. And I think he might be doing two of them.
He's doing really well. Is he adding one?
I don't know.
Because, I mean, this one's selling really
well.
He's
promoting this all over the place. So he is going to join us in just a moment.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.